Welcome to Michelle is Money Hungry. I'm your host, Michelle Jackson, blogger, personal finance influencer, coach, working with people to make more money one connection at a time. I'm like freezing right now. It is cold, 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 cold in Denver. And I'm going to tell you the truth. I love it. I love it because the colder it gets, the more time I have to focus and work on my business. I've had a great summer, but it was way too freaking hot. Today, we're going to talk about how to afford a mini vacation when you're an entrepreneur, when you're a creativepreneur. Basically, today's episode is all about self-care. I'm not going to lie, this freaking year has been intense and sometimes all the wrong ways. And I found myself really needing a break. And I needed a break before taking on some epic challenges, some epic changes in the way that I approach my business, epic goals. I'm going to use the word epic one more time. There just were things coming up and I found myself really needing a break. And I thought, you know, I want to go to the mountains. I really love going to the mountains. I find it very restorative, very therapeutic. And I love going, especially to Breckenridge, which is one of my favorite mountain towns. It's pretty close, but Breckenridge is not cheap. And so I'm going to talk about how I was able to afford a 3-day trip to the mountains, to Breckenridge in particular, and how you as a creativepreneur should be budgeting for and planning for mini vacations that are basically self-care retreats. I had a retreat of one. Before we get into the episode, are you attending a conference in 2019? Are you sick of not making connections with thought leaders in your space? Watch my free webinar, Crush the Conference. Grab it today at michelleismoneyhungry.com/crush. Leave with a plan for your conference season, a conference logistics breakdown, and own your next conference season. Begin growing your brand and your network today. So again, grab my free webinar, Crush the Conference at michelleismoneyhungry.com/crush. Now, to the show. So today we're talking about self-care for the creativepreneur. You're a person who is making money or trying to make money using a digital entrepreneurship platform. So you maybe you're a blogger, vlogger, YouTube, podcasting, whatever it is, a combination of all of those, freelance writing, what have you. And there's a point where you might just get tired. Maybe you're about to take on an audacious goal, or you just need a break. And it can be really tricky as an entrepreneur because your money could be flowing in kind of funny and you're not laughing, or you just want to be conservative with your money. For me, I'm in a debt repayment journey and I'm about to go into another point in that journey where I'm going to be really focusing hard and working hard so I can get rid of the remainder of my unsecured debt. It's very stressful. And so I knew that I needed a break. I needed a break also because everything's been crazy and I just needed a break. So finally, I started thinking about how would that break look? I had to consider, was I being kind of, selfish or ridiculous, taking the stance that I had to take time for self-care? And I'm going to say no. Every time I watch the news, every time I'm listening to TV, every time my computer is on, crazy stuff is on there, and it's stressful. It's stressful just growing a business. And when all of these other things are going on that stress you out and that were stressing me out, I needed a break. So I decided to make self-care a priority and getting away a priority. Denver is a big little city, but it still has now city energies. So it can be very intense. It can be time consuming. It can be tiring. And I just needed to get away. And so I decided that that was a priority. because I am trying to be conservative with money, I decided that it was important to stay close. So if you're like me and you're like, God, I need a break, but I don't want to spend a lot of money, stay close. I've visited 45 of the United States. All the states are pretty freaking beautiful. It's hard to argue that there isn't a beautiful place that you can go to pretty close to your home that still will give you that feeling of relaxation, that ability to decompress. And for me, the place that I chose was Breckenridge, Colorado. It is actually a very well-known ski town, but it also is just a really fun mountain town to be in year-round. And I knew that this was a good time to go because ski season hasn't started yet. It's the shoulder season. So I figured that the expense would be lower if I went right now. And I had some tips and tricks that I'll share throughout this episode and how I made it happen. By the way, I only spent, I think, $151 for everything for 3 days at a posh resort, a mountain town, including transportation, food, and accommodation. So I'll kind of talk about what I did. As creativepreneurs, as people in the digital space, there are opportunities to do similar things as what I did. The next thing is I set a budget. I was like, I am not going to spend more than $200. $200 was really the budget because I figured I might want to buy something or go out for dinner or what have you. I ended up spending about $151, but I did have a budget of $200. Now, the reason why I set that budget was it set the framework of what I was looking to do. So I knew that I only had $200 I was going to spend. I could side hustle to make that money. I could sell a course to make that money. Like, it was a pretty quick turnaround in terms of earnings so that I could make it happen. And what I decided to do was to, again, keep it local. $200 was as much as I could reasonably set aside for something like this because I'm in a debt repayment journey. I felt like it would be out of alignment to spend more than that. But I'm glad that I spent the money. I feel recharged, re-energized, and really excited about what's coming up. Once you've set your budget, you need to know what you need. So this is tip number four. You need to know what you need. And by that, what I mean is when you're taking time to focus on self-care and retreat, you need to know what you're looking for. So for me, I needed peace and quiet. I wanted to relax. I wanted a place where I could soak in a hot tub, have a glass of wine, sit by a fire, meet new and interesting people. And so for me, I knew that the place that I decided to stay would be important in making that happen. I typically stay now at a hostel in Breckenridge called the Bouviac, but everyone calls it the Bivvy. It is beautiful. It's a beautiful, beautiful, beautiful hostel. They also serve breakfast. So I knew that I would also have breakfast in the morning. They have wine and beer on tap. People play guitar. Like, it's just a really great space. I like the age range in the hostel. So you'll get millennials through baby boomers. Actually, the first time that I went there was a year ago during the summer, and I met a ton of baby boomers who were doing the Colorado Trail. So these were people, men and women, some doing this on their own, some not, hiking a through hike, basically across the state of Colorado. And one of the stops was at this hostel where people would get their resupply, basically is what they call it, resupply, shipped to that hostel. They would sleep in a bed, freshen up, shower, and connect with all the other people doing the trail. It was so cool. And I actually met a friend who lives in Denver, and we just hang out, and it's been great ever since then. So I love the Bivvy, and I knew that it would be very inexpensive. When I was planning this getaway, what I didn't realize was I could book this hostel through Airbnb. It was just an accidental thing that I discovered. So again, for those of you working as creativepreneurs, which is primarily who should be listening to this show and people curious about creativepreneur life and potentially being a creativepreneur, you can leverage affiliate income to do this. So I had Airbnb credits that I'd earned from the affiliate program, and I knew that basically I would be paying for one night. So I ended up paying $50, I think, for two nights And then I paid for wine. So I applied my Airbnb credits towards my accommodation. So that was part of the reason why I was like, this can happen. This can be cheaper because I'm not going to pay a lot for accommodation. Be aware of your business schedule. This is tip number 5. I'm about to run a large scale launch. So I'm about to launch one of my courses over Thanksgiving week. And that's a lot of preparation. It's a lot going on. I'm very nervous about it, but I think it's going to be fine. I'm very excited. But because I know that I'm about to do this, this was the time when I had to take a break. Also with the election coming up and just winter coming, and honestly, it's snowing in Denver. It snowed this weekend. I just knew that this was the time I had to take my break because I needed to replenish my energy, and it was good timing. For the next basically 12 weeks, I'm going to be working nonstop. So I needed to be aware of that as I planned my mini vacation. Number 6. You need to also be honest about what you need to actually reboot. So I needed mountain time and like simple pleasures, but maybe you need massages, mani-pedis, or someone to come in and clean your house. Maybe you need to begin, maybe you don't leave for a mini vacation, and maybe you do a staycation at your house, but you get someone to clean the house. Maybe you get someone to cook for you. Maybe you order HelloFresh so that you don't have to do these tasks. Personally, I think a mini vacation works better if you leave your house, but maybe you're just unable to do that. So those are some things to consider. Like, be really honest about what you need to reboot. I needed to get away. I had to get away. Like, I needed to get away from all the noise, all the people. Like, I just needed a break. And I knew that it was good because when I returned, I got a little tense. I was like, oh, all these people, all this noise, and then I'm fine now. But I needed to be honest that I needed quiet and calm. And by the way, Breckenridge isn't a tiny town necessarily, but it's smaller than Denver by quite a bit. And it has a slower pace to it because it's in the mountains. So I needed that. When you're planning your mini trip, your mini self-care vacation, think about what you actually need to reboot. Number 7, be unapologetic about needing to care for yourself. Honestly, I've found this past year, the past 2 years, to be incredibly stressful. I'm not going to even lie. Both professionally, personally, politically, everything. Everything's been way too much, way too intense, way too much energy, way too much anger, way too many things going on. And I've become very aggressive about managing self-care during this moment in time, this moment in my life. I have some large expectations that I've set upon myself, just some huge goals that I want to achieve. And so I need to be unapologetic about making sure that I'm okay. No one else is going to care about me as much as I do. And this is important because entrepreneurs will tend to neglect themselves and neglect caring for themselves. And that's a very dangerous road to go on. And I don't want to do that. I've been depressed before during previous situations, during my, you know, when I was helping my mom, that was very depressing and very stressful. When I was at my old job, and, you know, life can be stressful. And so now I've become completely unapologetic about me being first, because if I don't, I will position myself last and I always lose. So I don't do that anymore, and you shouldn't either. Number 8, you need to set aside a reasonable amount of time to get away. So this one's interesting because I realized that really I should have gone for 4 days and 3 nights. I needed an extra day. And I've actually already scheduled my next staycation, mini vacation, if you will, that will happen in a couple months. And when I scheduled it, I made a point of making sure that was 4 days and 3 nights. And the reason why was I needed more time. Because I'm a digital entrepreneur, I can work from up there. And so even though I'll be getting away, I will still be doing some work while I'm away. This time, I just spent a lot of time thinking about what is next, like the logistics of what my business will be moving forward and just the tasks that need to happen. So when I'm talking about these mini breaks, if you will, I'm talking about a mini break in whatever fashion way you want to fashion it. For me, it meant that I was still doing some parts of my work, but that I was getting a break from the location that I was in, the energy that I was in, and that was important. So my next mini break, I'll be working, but I've decided that I need a little more time. So I'm really looking forward to that as well, because I'll be tired after doing a really large launch for me. Logistics. So you need to think about, when you're planning these breaks, what do you need? I need internet. So I needed to go to a place that was going to be comfortable, that was warm, because it's freezing. Like, I can't even express to you how cold it is. There was snow and I like it, but you don't want to go somewhere and be cold. So it's warm and cozy where I go. And there's like a fire pit on the patio and a hot tub on the patio. And there's a fireplace in the main living room. So that was cozy for me and comfortable. The bedrooms are super warm, so I knew that I would be comfortable. But then the big thing was, I needed internet. So I knew that there was internet not only in the bivvy, but also internet down the street at Starbucks or at one of the other coffee shops in town. Number 10, I wanted to have fun. There were fun activities that I was looking forward to. One of them was, I wanted to see the giant troll. It sounds funny saying it out loud, but there's a giant troll that was installed. It's an art installation, and it's so cool. Like, it was so magical to see this giant troll, but it was on my list of things to do while I was there. So I made it a point of doing that, and I loved it. You can also think about the things you enjoy. So I wanted to just be in nature. I wanted to relax. I wanted to sit in the hot tub. I could have gone hiking if I felt like it. If I'd had more time, I would have gone hiking. Those were the options. The next time I go, I'll go snowboarding, actually. Actually, no, I think that the snow won't be, I don't know if the snow will be good enough. It depends on the snowpack, but I have that option. So those are things to consider when you are putting together your fun mini self-care trip. Like, what's fun to you? What are you going to be able to do? Again, the goal is, don't spend a lot of money. Leverage affiliates if you can. Set a tight budget and stick to it. Be unapologetic about saying this is a priority for you. Finally, as a bonus tip, be bold. Be bold and ask about affiliate opportunities. I run a podcast about Colorado. And as I've gotten to know the staff there, I told them kind of, I was like, well, you know, I might pitch you on something, but I am going to pitch them. The next time I go there, I'm going to be like, look, I would love to do this in exchange for this. Typically, I always want money because my podcast and my blog is Michelle is Money Hungry. However, this is the only time where I would do in kind, which is leveraging my platform in some sort of way that is beneficial to the place that I'm staying or would like to stay, and shout it out in some way. So be bold about how you can make this happen. Maybe you are staying home. Again, you don't have to leave, but maybe you're staying home and you decide that you need massages. What's to stop you from pitching a way to get a sponsorship or an affiliate relationship or whatever? My point is, you know that you will need breaks throughout the year. Plan for those and leverage your platform so that you can keep it cheap. Also, do the research. So anyway, that is it for today's show. I feel great. I didn't spend a lot of money. It was wonderful timing. I had a wonderful time. And I look forward to hearing you talk about your mini self-care vacations. Email me at michelleismoneyhungry@gmail.com and let me know what you decide to do. Thank you so much for listening to this episode of Michelle is Money Hungry. I can't wait again to hear about your mini self-care retreats. By the way, if you want to connect with well-known thought leaders in your space and aren't really sure how to do it, connect with me at michelleismoneyhungry.com/discovery to schedule a 30-minute business networking accelerator strategy session. Leave the call with clarity and the next step to growing your network, your brand, and your following. Have a great day. Take care. Until next time.